Hello, my name is Alexandra Swendon, and I'm the artistic director of a project called Les Passagers. What we do is we create multidisciplinary performances, and we explore the connections between art, food, and the body. We work as well with dancers, contemporary musicians, sound creators, some actors, and we work, of course, with food. In every of our project, we involve a very creative chef. And it's a chef that is working together with different artists. The dishes are imagined and created in link with every of the art pieces, the living ones, and also paintings, sculptures. It's always this link that we are searching for between art and the body. What are we looking for is people to be part of an immersive, very sensitive performance where they connect again with their inner landscape. So in order to be aware of how art and food and everything that surrounds us transforms us inside our bodies, it's really becoming aware of this constant metamorphose of our inner body.
The way this works is that it's in a house, an artist-built house in Saint-Gilles, and you have a group of people, and they come and they are exposed to performing arts, plastic arts, and food. They eat and they listen.
Yes, exactly. It's a private house, a historic house that has been built by a painter in 1904. It's landmarked, and every night there will be 30 people to be part of this performance. The name of this performance is Inner Lands and Scapes. We have six different artists involved. It's 30 minutes performance, it's through different spaces of the house. After the performance, we're going to have a dinner all together in order to exchange our feelings, what we went through the performance, and having just a moment to connect with each other and becoming more aware of all the sensations we went through during the performance.
This is for the first week of May.
Yeah, so there will be performances on the 1st, 2nd, 5th and 6th of May. There will be four nights. Barbara Draskov, part of Inner Lands and Scapes, is a fantastic pianist. And for me, my interest in her way of playing the piano is that she's very connected to body sensations.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Hello, my name is Barbara Draskov. I'm a pianist who explores the possibilities of the instruments of the pianos, upright pianos and grand pianos. And I do it by using piano preparation, which is an invention of John Cage. But I develop this language of piano preparation using different instruments. This is also why I collect all the old instruments that people throw away here in Brussels. So I have a lot of upright and grand pianos to use for different projects and to just use them for different piano preparations and check how far we can go with preparation. And what is piano preparation? It's an alteration of a sound of an instrument made by placing objects on the strings and in between the strings of an instrument, also using hands to play inside the instrument. So these are just all the contemporary techniques, different techniques. And with the piano, which is a very complex instrument, there are endless possibilities to change the sound of an instrument. So each piano, under different preparation, can sound like hundreds of different instruments. Most of the time it sounds like percussion instruments, but you can also hear the double bass or guitar or harpsichord or handpan. Like really, piano can give you many sound possibilities, and this is what I'm trying to do with all my instruments. And when I got invited by Alexandra to do the project, I was very happy with the theme of those evenings that we're gonna perform. So Inner Lands and Scapes, because this is exactly where we match Alexandra's idea and my way of playing instruments, because I really get inside of an instrument. I explore the body of the piano. I check what's inside and what I can get from this inside of the body to the outside world and to share it with people.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.